So let's see what it's like connecting this to my Home Assistant hub. I have my Home Assistant Yellow, which I run Home Assistant on, and the ZWA2. And they claim this is a plug and play affair. So I'm gonna take the USB cable that was included and plug it into the back of the Home Assistant Yellow. Of course, it's USB-A on this end, so you gotta figure out which direction it goes, like so. This end is USB-C. We'll plug it in right here. And in theory, it will be automatically discovered via Home Assistant. You can see the light on top is flashing. And what could be a little tricky here is I already do have one Z-Wave instance set up. I'm hoping to run this alongside. Let's see, add hub. That's where I go with recommended installation. I would assume, since I did not have ZWA2, or if I did not have a Z-Wave network already, it would automatically prompt for this, but here we go. Here's the ZWA2. I'm gonna submit this. All right, cool. Yeah, Home Assistant Connect ZWA2. It is in the basement. And we will finish. All right, here it is. Yeah, so that easy. Plug and play, the antenna is lighting up blue. So the antenna is now a solid kind of bluish color. Supposedly if you tilt it sideways, it might flash at you to indicate, yep. So it's flashing to indicate, it's flashing yellow to indicate it's not an ideal scenario. We'll turn that back vertical. Yep, now it's happy again. All right, so that was easy. Installing ZWA2 is a plug and play affair. It's added to my Home Assistant instance. Now let's go out to the mailbox and try to pair our Zoo's contact sensor.